save your day. You think we don't see that you're running? Order, call your boys, cause I'm coming.
You can't be me, I'm a rock star. I'm running on the top of a cop car. I'm a rebel in a 4-4-5 spot. It's almost over now.
Hello and welcome back to Super Future Friends, where we talk about the Legion and summarize issues for you, so that you don't have to read old ass issues of the Legion,
or write them,
I guess, and make up your own backstory about what the Legion is. Awesome. We've been gone for a while because we've been working, doing stuff. Sorry about that, but don't worry, we're here now, and that's all that matters.
And we're here with an amazing story.
Oh, this is great. This is pretty damn great. This is Superman number 155 from 1962, and it's written by Jerry Siegel with art by Kurt Swan and George Klein. And the cover shows a wrestler dude in tiny little panties, tiny little man underwear, throwing Superman out of a wrestling ring.
He's not just throwing him out of the wrestling ring. He's throwing him through the top rope. Like, he's snapping him through the top rope.
Yeah, he's throwing him so hard that even this rope cannot keep him. Which is supposed to bounce you back, you know? But he goes right through it. And then Jimmy Olsen and Lois Lane are in the crowd. And Jimmy Olsen's like, wow, that wrestler Rocca has thrown Superman right through the ropes. This is the greatest sports upset in history.
I don't think it is. I'm just going to throw that out there.
This is back in 1962. You don't know what the greatest sports upset in history was. It might have been this. It could have been a wrestling thing.
I just doubt it, but let's move on.
I didn't know that wrestlers back in the day wore, like, tiny little undies.
He's also barefoot.
Yeah, he's barefoot, too. I was hoping that would stop, but it doesn't.
His barefoot nakedness?
Yeah, his barefoot, tiny undie wearing.
And he is that the whole time.
Okay, so this story is called The Downfall of Superman. I bet you didn't know that The Downfall of Superman happened back in Superman 155.
At the hands of a wrestler.
Yeah, that fuck that doomsday guy.
All that other stuff constantly trying to kill him. Nope.
This Italian wrestler took him down. So, the splash page is of the wrestler beating up, Hercules. Samson and Hercules, yes. And my brain froze for a second.
He's not just beating them up, he's like twirling them, yes. Like one in each hand, twirling, yes, them above his head.
It's totally ridiculous.
I could do that.
You couldn't do that. Because how do you turn your
hands? You have to be in tiny, tiny underwear and barefoot. Oh,
okay.
That's the problem. Have you ever been fighting those two in tiny underwear and barefoot?
There's a weird coloring thing where the page is probably bleached or some shit, like, Ron. Mm-hmm. So that it looks like he has really red calf muscles.
Oh, you're right.
So it looks like, you know, when you put your legs in hot water.
Those guys are heavy.
Yeah.
And all the pressure is in his legs.
His calf muscles,
yes,
and toes.
Yes.
Okay. So everyone is freaking out. Like, oh my god, I can't believe this wrestler is so strong. And the referee is like, amazing, now that wrestler and Antonino, not Antonio, but Antonino Rocca is stronger than you, Superman. It's a cinch for him to defeat those great two muscle men from the past, Samson and Hercules. Awesome. You know, like, Samson and Hercules, they're, like, not real people. You know? I don't like these fake characters finding other fake characters. But they're also from two different mythologies.
Hey, you don't know that they didn't hang out sometimes
one's
in their
from
fake
the,
world.
One's from the Bible, one's from Greek mythology. Are their minds collapsing? There could be a much more interesting story where they compare religions.
And then kill each other.
Yeah, and just kill each other. That would be great. Especially since the one guy's a demigod. Okay, I'm not even going to go into that. Okay, I'm shutting up. God. So, that was the splash page. It's like, you see wrestler fighting Samson and Hercules and being amazing.
I guess Superman's just on the side watching.
He's not even fighting,
like,
him.
Like, just a wrestler defeating Superman wasn't good enough. They also needed to bring in these two guys.
Yeah.
It's like, Superman's stronger than everyone else. I think just that would have been super impressive.
Whatever. I've been reading that Hercules comic and he's a badass.
But do you think he could have beaten Superman?
I don't know.
I think the little boy could.
Oh, yeah, the little boy. Yeah. Cho probably could. Superman has super ventriloquism, so that... And he's a super lawyer anyways, and he has every superpower, so what does it matter?
He would lose his super lawyer.
Yeah, he would.
Lawyer tree.
Super lawyer tree. Superman's super law is gonna be awesome when we get to it.
Nah, this has for a million years.
What?
Is that not for a million years?
I don't know. Next volume, I think.
Oh, really?
Next volume, I'm pretty sure.
Just to warn y'all, the second best next to Supergirl trying to get with her cousin is Superman being a lawyer.
Yeah, that's pretty... Oh, God, I can't wait.
It's still a ways away, but I want to get you ready.
Damn all these comics keeping me from the things I want.
The other comics.
Okay, back to the story. It's riveting, I tell you. So, they're back in the locker room with this wrestler, and Jimmy Olsen and Clark Kent are interviewing him, and the wrestler's like, Superman and I are going to stage some exhibition wrestling at the Metropolis Arena tomorrow. So, Superman, when he's not saving the planet, he's also doing, like, tricks for people.
It's for charity.
Is it for charity?
Yeah.
Where did
it
say that?
I thought it said the proceeds are going to be donated to charity.
Oh, where are you seeing this?
I'm pretty sure I didn't make that up.
Oh, my God.
I make up charity. No, look. And the profits will go to charities.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not making up Superman charity events.
All right. I'll guess I'll accept it then. Superman fucking around. Yeah. Charity. Okay. Would you demonstrate some wrestling for our news photographers, Mr. Rocca? And he's like, sure. If you'll be my wrestling partner, Mr. Kent. And Jimmy's like, haha, Clark, I'll hold your glasses for you.
I like that Jimmy's making fun of him. Jimmy's like a scrawny redheaded kid.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're not allowed to make fun of anyone.
It's Clark, even though he's a nerd, he's a giant farmer. God damn it, Clark. Get your shit together.
The next page will be posted because it's full of the best poses ever.
I'm actually kind of amazed by Kurt Swan's attention to detail on these next couple panels. Because, okay, as was foretold, the wrestler is going to show off some wrestling moves upon Clark Kent. And I don't know if you've ever seen wrestling, but it is, like, the gayest sport.
especially if one of the people's in tiny panties, no shoes on, and the other one is fully dressed.
Yes.
Like, somehow the contrast makes it look even gayer.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
It looks so
super
wrong.
Super wrong.
So wrong. And, well, what's interesting is, like, how accurate these little poses are.
Yeah, like, he researched, we're, like, looking at this and going, he researched wrestling, because they look...
These look real.
Real.
These look very real. And... The anatomy is very good.
Which makes it look even more wrong.
Yes, it makes it look even
more naked.
Even more like gay porn. So he's showing him all these moves and...
Clark looks really distressed.
Yes, Clark...
But of course he's thinking, I'll pretend cowardice and allow myself to be thrown so no one will guess I'm secretly Superman. Like, I know when someone kicks my ass in wrestling... That means I'm not Superman, but if I manage to win, that means I'm Superman.
Every time Kristen wins a street fight, I'm like, shit, she must be Superman. So, of course he loses, then he pretends he has a limp. I mean, they weren't even fighting, he was just posing with him.
He was just, you know, doing the different holds.
Why would he
stuff.
Be afraid in the... Why is he afraid of posing with this naked man? Oh, that's why. There we go.
He's very naked. He's very, very naked.
Oh my God. Why are his pants so small?
Why is he
wearing
shoes on?
You know that other wrestling outfit where it's like the two straps that go over the little nipples?
It's like a man bra?
Yeah. I think that might be more...
More naked than naked?
That might be more naked than the tiny panties.
I agree.
Okay.
It's like Hawkman's and Martian Manhunter's like chest straps.
Yeah.
They make them look more naked than anything that has ever been.
And his, like, they're like thigh-high boots. Ooh, Martian Manhunter. Anyways, back to the riveting story. So
yeah, the Legion's gonna be here at some point, we promise.
Yes.
This is another one of those stories where we're like, are they actually in this? And we're flipping through.
It turns out that Chameleon Boy is actually the panty.
No, that'd be horrible.
It would be. So, what makes this even weirder is that the next part... So, okay, of course he, like, wanders off and he's like, oh, I'm hurt.
I tricked them. I'm not Superman, but
and,
I am.
And Jimmy's like, I'm sorry you got hurt. Maybe you won't be able to come to the wrestling show since you're so hurt. And Clark's like, they'll never suspect that I'm Superman. Like, yes, Clark.
They wouldn't have anyway.
Yeah, anyways. Because you're such a weirdo. So the next day, at the jam-packed Metropolis Arena, apparently their arena has, like, an aquarium in it. It's like a part of the spectacle going on.
Well, I know at our hockey rink, it was hockey rink / aquarium.
Was it? No, I believed you. Wait, you live in Vegas!
Not everything is possible just because it's Vegas.
Whatever, you had like an IHOP with an aquarium, right?
That was actually in Burbank, California. Thank you very much.
Whatever. You live in a fucking, like, castle and a pyramid.
A castle and a pyramid and New York, New York.
Oh, this is just impossible. So, part of one of the spectacles is this wrestler fighting an octopus? That's sad.
I know, the poor octopus.
Leave that octopus alone. So he's wrestling this octopus. That fucking octopus would kick his ass. Especially a big one. They'll kill you. This is highly, like, this is not even realistic at all.
I can't buy any of this.
This is ridiculous.
Superman flying in on the next panel, though.
Yeah.
Totally believable.
Yeah. And so, what they mention here is, like, just look, this isn't even the lady saying it, it's Jimmy. Just look at him in that skin diving outfit, wrestling an octopus. But his skin diving outfit are just the panties again. Yeah, it's the same color.
So far in this comic, he's not worn anything but nakedness and tiny, tiny panties.
Is Jimmy talking about the apparatus he's using to breathe? Maybe. Because that's not an outfit. That's a breathy tank.
Breathy, that's the technical term?
Yeah, the technical term for it is breathy tank. Okay, so, of course, that's nothing. That squid is nothing compared to what is coming.
I like it because it has nothing squid to octopus. Do with anything.
Yeah, what is that panel about?
I don't know. They were like, we need a really large panel up here. Fight a squid.
What's weird is that Lois is like, at the same time, she's like, great, but Antonino Rocca's still a weakling compared to Superman. Superman could fight a dozen whales and think nothing of it. Okay, Lois.
They really wanted her to express how much stronger than whales.
Whatever, she's got a stupid hat on. She looks like it's like a Pope hat.
Aww.
Like a cardinal? A cardinal hat. Cardinal, okay, sorry. Yeah. I've got my,
Is that a Pope?
Catholic,
hats.
Dude people confused. I'm sorry. So, then, after the tank is removed, Superman shows up, and everyone's like, yeah, Superman! And they're like, let's see how long it takes Superman to kick this guy's ass. And they're like, probably 1 second, if not less. Like, what? But then the wrestler, like, just fucking throws Superman.
Like, out of the ring and through the rope.
Yeah, again, like we saw on the cover. And
which I applaud them for actually using the imagery from the cover for a real event happening in the comic. Because normally, like, the cover thing is like doesn't even almost happen in it. So I'm like,
some abstract something.
Or something. It's usually, like, three levels of far removed. But this actually happens.
I heard that, like, sometimes they would do the cover first and be like, I'll make a story around.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tom's podcast mentioned that. He read that in that Flash book. That's, like, the Flash companion book.
You're pointing like we have it.
I'm pointing like you have it, but you don't
have
it.
I don't have a Flash companion book, do I?
You need to get that so that you can be a giant nerd.
Hey, Professor Zoom is hanging like 3 feet away from me. Yes. I call nerd already.
Okay. We're surrounded by toys and comics as we tell you this. So, he gets thrown out of the ring, but he lands by a gangster who is watching the wrestling fight, and he's like, holy cats! Because that's how a gangster that kills people speaks. Holy cats. Rocca is making a bum out of Superman. If I'd have bet on Superman, I would have lost my shirt. And then his henchman is like, gee, I thought nobody was mightier than Superman, boss. And then his other henchman looks like Nixon. And then it gets real, guys. And then Mixiplix, Mr. Mixiplix, shows the fuck up.
And we were both reading this issue and sitting across from each other, and we both made like that sad sigh when, like, something you don't want is like coming on the page. Like, we hadn't even read down there yet, but when we turned to the page, we both saw him and we were like, oh,
we're like, oh no,
nothing good can come of this.
And so what's great is when he shows up to explain, you know, they have like people that will explain things for the reader, but the people that are explaining who he is are people in the audience. So this guy is like, it's Mr. Mixoplex, the zany imp from the fifth dimension who loves to come to our world and play magical pranks on Superman. And all these other people in the audience are like, yeah, that's who it is.
That guy, remember? That guy?
So apparently, everyone in Metropolis knows who this dude is.
Like, really, like, they've all sat down and had lunch with him.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome to me that, like, like, Superman has to explain, okay, well, this imp showed up, he's got a little bowler hat on.
He just likes to do mean tricks, I don't know why, yeah. Magical guy.
And he shows up, he's like, haha, greetings, Clods.
Clods.
Clods. And he's like, hey, Soupy. Oh my god, with my magical powers, I've made Rocka stronger than you, haha. The shocked expression on your face is hilarious, and indeed... Superman's face is hilarious.
He looks like someone he loved just died. Yeah. Like, he does. He's like, really? He's not, like, a little bit like, man, I got thrown out. He's like, oh, my God.
And then the gangster's like, ha, ha, Superman doesn't like the idea of somebody having greater strength. I'm like, no, this guy showed up who can destroy reality. You asshole. I mean, people aren't having very good reactions to this person that they know who he is.
Like, we're not scared of this guy, but Superman must be upset that he got thrown. Yeah, not that this guy who could kill us all with a thought is here.
Yes. Oh, Superman. So, then it gets even more real. And so what Mixplix does is he brings Hercules and Samson from the past. From the fake past. He's like, watch how my boy Rocka will beat them. And then Rocky's like, come and get me. And then he fights them, he's twirling them around, he's just beating the crap out of them. And then he holds them down on the ground with his pinkies. Because he can do that.
By the way, all of these guys are pretty naked.
Yeah.
This fight is super naked.
Okay, right? I think leopard print, half torn.
You think that's more naked
that's
than
That's more naked?
Naked.
That's more naked. That wins the naked. Okay. I like how the people are like, yippee, what a battle. Like,
I know, they're really excited. They're not terrified, which they should be because reality-altering jerk is there.
I'm assuming, given the time period and where this is taking place, most of these people in this crowd should be Christian. Wouldn't they freak out if they saw somebody from the Bible just show up?
I don't know.
I guess not in Smallville. Or, I mean, sorry, Metropolis.
It's not Smallville. What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God. I'm kicked off the show. And so... he just holds him down with two pinkies, and then Samson and Hercules just disappear. Mixplix makes him disappear, and they're like, the crowd is like, hooray, Rocka.
Yeah, like, yeah, they're really happy for Rocka and not concerned for their lives at all.
Okay, so then it just, that's it, and then Mixplix is still floating there.
That's the end of the fight.
And then it's the end of the fight, and then the next page is... we see the gangsters talking to the wrestler in the locker room. But, you know, with Mr. Mixoplex, the way that you have to make him go back is you have to trick him into saying his name backwards, which somehow always works and somehow happens.
A lot.
A lot, like every time. And it's amazing. But they don't deal with that. It just cuts away.
Guy that messes with everything, whatever.
He says, in Rocka's locker room after the performance.
These gangsters are much more important.
Okay, apparently they are. And so the... this guy's name is Duke Marple. Marple is the least threatening name. Marple?
Gang boss?
Yeah.
Gang boss Marple?
Gang boss Marple. That's horrible.
Don Marple?
Don Marple. So, he's like, there's something you can do for me. I'll pay you well. And the wrestler's like, no, I don't want your dirty money.
I like it because he put clothes on.
Yeah, it's cute because you can see, he's like tucking in his shirt and stuff. And that's
he put on a little suit.
Yes, it's cute. And he's like, and then he's like, no. And the gangster draws a gun and he's like, no. You'll know, what the hell, I can't even read. He's like, now you'll do me that favor for free. You don't have any choice, pal. Though you're the strongest man on earth, you're not invulnerable like Superman. So like, bullets can kill you, so... -, come with us.
I like that this automatically makes that gangster like the smartest person in all of comic world.
It does.
He's like, gun! Kill
you. I will kill you with the gun.
And indeed you will. I will do as you say.
And Antonina replies with, okay, you crumbs.
Crumbs?
What's a... is that a...
I'm going to start calling you crumb when I match.
Crumb. Oh, God. So, what... the gangsters want him to do is that they've put their loot, their stolen money, into ill-gotten gains, into a cave, Kristen. Mm-hmm. And there was an earthquake, because Superman's throwing rocks around all the time. And it covered up the entrance of the cave.
Yeah, it's like a giant rock in the front of their cave.
And they want Rocka to grab this boulder and move it out of the way. And they can't ask Superman, because Superman would just kick their asses and take them to jail, right? But this guy, they could just shoot him, right? So they can threaten him into it. And he's like, get the swag, men. And then the one guy is, like, going in to get the money, and he's like, wow, what muscles. I'd hate to tangle him with him without a gun.
I want you to really understand that he is strong, but they have guns.
I just think it's awesome when somebody's complimenting another person on their muscles.
He's like, after work, if you're not busy.
Yeah, after this. So, because these guys are crooks, they're like, well, now he knows where they did all this and the loot, and he just wants to kill him. He's like, we don't need you anymore. I'm going to pull the trigger and shut your mouth for good. Blah, blah, blah. Again, he repeats that, too bad you're not invulnerable like Superman is.
I like these criminals. I like the cut of their jib.
Yeah.
I think they're very smart men. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they're pretty smart.
If the convoluted insanity that will follow in a moment had not happened, this would be a wonderful plan. I'm just saying.
Just wait, guys. It gets so much more awesome. Okay, so Rock is like, whatever, shoot me, whatever. He doesn't say it like that. I wish he did. So he shoots him, and the bullets just bounce off of him, and they're off of him, and he's like, "What?"
And that voice.
Rock is like, "I know. I'll take that gun, and before you hurt yourself accidentally." Okay. So you might have figured it out by now. But don't worry,
you didn't.
You haven't. Almost. You haven't figured it out by now. Okay, so the crime boss is like, "Gah, the bullets didn't kill him," and now he's crushing the gun with his bare fist. And indeed, he's crushing the gun with his bare fist. And then he's like, "Some friends of mine trailed your auto."
So all these like cars are pulling out.
Yes, yes. And so he's like, "Glad to see you, boys." And it's Hercules, Samson, and Superman. I wish they had shown the part of them getting out of the car.
Yeah, you want to see those big half-naked guys getting out of a car?
Because I wonder who is driving. That's great, because who is driving, one? What, right?
Who is riding shotgun?
Yeah, who is
and
riding?
Who had a ride bitch in the back?
Yeah. I need to know these things. I need to know these things. So, they show up in the... Where do they get this car? Just imagine being, like, driving around downtown Metropolis, and then you look over, and not only is Superman in a car, Superman is in the car, but Samson and Hercules are also in the car. Awesome. Okay, so, they're like, oh, no, it's Superman, Hercules, and Samson, I'm getting out of here. And so he gets into his little car, and he's driving away.
So we see Samson making magical wiggly hands at the back of the retreating car.
Right.
And you see Hercules next to him, and he's like, nice shooting with his electrical bolts, now I'll take over. And then we see Hercules, like, also shooting what looks exactly like electrical bolts, because that's what all their powers look like.
Yeah, they haven't invented effect drawing
a different
ability.
A wiggly effect or something for what he's gonna do. And, so then you see, Samson's laughing. He's like, chuckle. You're making the getaway car skid backwards on this flat tires. Well done.
So they're, like, pulling the car back.
So we've just seen something utterly confusing.
Oh, no.
Where Hercules and Samson have both used a power, but they don't have powers like that.
Yeah. Or do they? You don't read the Bible, do you? You didn't read that part where...
From back to front.
Then the boss, Superman's grabbing the gang boss and pulling him out of the car, and he's like, out, Duke. And
then Mr. Mixaplix is flying into the panel.
Yes, and the gangster sees Mr. Mixaplix. He's like, Mr. Mixaplix always fucking around with Superman. He's coming in, he's literally says flying onto the scene. None of those super guys' powers are greater than his fifth dimensional magic.
Like, he's the only one who's recognized this fact so far.
Yeah.
This guy could kill them all.
Yeah.
Huh. I like this gangster, that's all I'm saying.
And so, he's like, help Mr. Mixaplix, make a monkey out of Superman by saving me from him. And, but then...
Then Crypto comes vomiting out of a costume of Mr. Mix-a-Mix. It's the only way I can describe it. It's like, you see Mr. Mix-a-Mix, but he's, like, a little warbly and, like, looks a little scary. And Crypto is being birthed from the front of him.
It's horrifying.
And they're doing this in the air, so, like, a dog has just come out of Mr. Mix-a-Mix.
What's the, like... So, like, the lines, the direction lines are coming out of Mr. Mix-a-Plix's crotch. So it's extra horrifying. So then the gangster is like, your super pet, Crypto, broke out from inside that Mr. Mix-a-Plix disguise.
I'd be screaming.
I'd be crying. I'd be sobbing. Take me to jail.
I don't know what's going on. Hercules and Samson shooting stuff, and the dog came out of that tube.
That's when your mind melts. And she's like, I've been hoaxed. And, but how could your dog talk? That's his only question.
Yeah, the only problem with this crazy shit that just happened is that the dog's... Like, how does the dog talk? In the costume of Mr. Mix-a-Plix.
And Superman, of course, explains, well, his master accomplished it with super ventriloquism. Surprise, Duke, I'm not Superman. Superman is actually not Superman that he's been talking to. So the guy that looks like Superman is not Superman. Oh, that's why he was driving in the car.
So let's keep this straight. So, Hercules and Samson using powers. Mr. Mix-a-Plix, actually a dog. Superman, not really Superman. He is, in fact, the wrestler.
Yes, and...
So you probably just need to read this giant, ridiculous narrative explanation. So on the next page, what you see is you see the wrestler taking off his mask and unzipping the front of his Superman costume, which, by the way, I don't think there's a zipper right there in Superman's costume. I'm just saying.
There is now.
Next to him, you see... Superman taking off his wrestler costume, but it's like a suit, so you see Superman taking off the mask of like a normal man, unzipping a normal suit to show Superman's suit underneath. Then next to him, you see Lightning Lad taking off his Samson head, but it's great because he's still wearing a skirt.
Yeah!
So you see like him in a little skirt, which he's wearing pantyhose they need normally anyway, whatever.
Wait, he's wearing a cape underneath this costume somehow.
Yes.
Wait. Lightning Lad's costume, full body thingy. Full, like, it covers his arms. Samson.
Super naked time.
Hella naked dude with a little skirt and, like, a thing that covers only one man boob.
You know, skin colored nylon? He had that. They had face masks on, too, alright? And this was not Mission Impossible, the movie.
Or was
where
it?
They all took off those rubber masks.
No.
So Lightning Lad's, like, got his skirt on still, and he's pulling off his Samson costume. Next to him is Cosmic. I'm sorry, this is Lightning
Man
and Cosmic Man.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous.
I'm sorry, they're not little kids, they're grown men.
How could little kids impersonate Hercules?
Or how could anyone? And so Cosmic Man is taking off his Hercules costume.
I got super confused. Because I thought Cosmic Boy, being the brunette, would be the brunette Samson, and that Samson, that Hercules has, like, red hair, and he looks like fucking Lightning Lad.
Yeah, the people we thought, it would make sense that the dark-haired boy would trade places, and the light-haired would, but no, they switched it up.
Yes.
Just for you.
These are the ugliest Lightning Man and Cosmic Man I've ever seen in my life. They look like villains. They look exactly like the guy that they're arresting. They're so hideous.
They're very old. In
I have a problem with this.
I like it too because they say that it's the adult Legion of Superheroes. But I want everyone to please remember that Supergirl is not allowed in the club because she was an adult.
Yeah, what?
There was an adult version of the club somewhere.
What?
They could have been like, hey, come on over here.
I think it's evident.
Did they just want to make her cry?
They just make up rules on the fly.
I agree.
It's like little kids
in the
treehouse.
What it really is they got too old, and they're like, oh, shit, technically we shouldn't be in the club anymore. Adult leaders
yes.
now.
This Go. Oh, man.
But, because read the I think you have to read most of this page, dude.
Oh, no.
To read the convoluted narrative of...
All this?
Well, at least you gotta read the plot points, man. We gotta understand why they're all retardedly dressed like one another.
Okay.
And Hercules and Samson.
And then, Lightning Man explains, I exploded your auto tires. Auto's tires? with lightning bolts because I possess the power of super lightning. Not just lightning, super lightning. And Cosmic Man's like, I caused your car to skid back mysteriously. Because of my power of super...
Not Magnus mysterious to you?
Mysterious? Who says that their own powers are mysterious?
My mysterious powers!
That I'm explaining to you now. And he's like, how? Why? And then Superman's like...
I like that the gang starts the appropriate reaction. Like, what? Why did this just happen?
Oh, my God. Not appropriate enough. He should have just kept trying to shoot them.
I agree. He could have shot all those people.
Oh, his gun got crushed into a ball.
They all had guns. Where does henchmen go? Did they run off? No, they're right there.
They're right there.
They should have guns
as well.
I think
he took his guns. Yeah. Maybe he beat them all up and then they got up again. Don't pay attention to that.
I don't see anyone disarming them is all I'm saying.
Their suits look very nice for being roughed up. So, Superman's like, some time ago, I learned from eavesdropping on the underworld with my super hearing.
He just eavesdrops on the underworld as a whole.
He probably thinks they live underground, too. That the cave where your loot was hidden had been blocked by a great boulder. However, I didn't know where the cave was located. What, Superman wanted the money?
Wanted to bust him.
Oh, sure, whatever.
And his money.
This is the best thing. I placed crypto inside a plastic shape of Mr. Mixiplex. After giving him instructions. Okay, what? That scene. Why did they not draw this?
Okay, Crypto, you're gonna get into Mr. Mixiplex.
The dog's like, what?
What are we doing?
What?
What are we doing, Superman?
Because the dog's like, what? Food? What? What? What?
I don't think you heard Crypto's amazing super monologue.
Oh, that's true.
He's having deep dog thoughts.
Like, full sentence thoughts. Crypto, get in the Mr. Mixiplex suit.
I wish the dog would have been like, this sounds like a convoluted plan, Superman. But he can't talk, so he couldn't tell him that.
I just want a picture of Superman putting Crypto inside of Mr. Mixiplex plastic thing. Hey, Crypto, this is the plan, buddy. And the dog's like, woof woof, because it's a dumb dog, right? This is awesome. Such a great thing you could have drawn for me, Kurt Swan, and you didn't.
Don't worry, he drew all those other amazing things. The lightning man in the skirt up there.
Yeah, that is pretty great. So, then he's saying how him and Raka got together and decided to help each other out with this thing.
It's a convoluted sting operation to find out these gangsters.
Because he knew that these gangsters like to watch wrestling, because they like naked men. And then he's explaining, so the Raka that tossed Superman out of the ring was actually me. And I was actually tossing the wrestler.
And who was dressed like Superman.
He
wanted these gangsters to do exactly what they did.
Yes.
He wanted them to approach the wrestler, knowing he was super strong, and have him move the rock. Why Lightning Man and Cosmic Man are there is not actually explained,
yeah,
right?
I don't know what
they're like. There was no reason Hercules and Samson were involved in this elaborate scheme, because it seemed like it could have been enough.
Yeah, it could have
just Superman being thrown out of the ring and the wrestler being super strong and Dog and Mr. Mixiplex. Seems like that convoluted plan would... Okay, it's a little confusing, but alright. Okay. But Hercules and Samson didn't need to be there. Not at all. But then he proceeds to explain how they magically appeared.
He's like, they have these wristbands that let them teleport and time travel, so they would just the disappearing that looked like Mixiplex doing it, which was just Crypto in a costume. Oh my god! He somehow got Crypto not to bark, which would have been greater. No, Crypto, don't bark.
You be quiet.
You be quiet, Crypto. Don't bark. Don't bark. Oh god, awesome. So then, Lightning Man and Cosmic Man are like, goodbye, Superman. It's time for Lightning Man and me to return to our future era. And
should have been anyway.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with this plot.
Awesome. And so then it cuts to, afterwards, Superman and the wrestler are talking. I don't know where they are. This is weird green.
They're in that green room.
What is this place? And there's like a chair, but then what is that?
In pink ambiguous space.
Seriously, what is this? What is that?
A tiny flying saucer?
Okay.
A bookshelf?
What could that possibly be?
A lamp. I'm gonna go for lamp.
Lamp? Okay, I'll believe you. Okay. Oh, it's a window.
What?
I don't know. It looks like a window thingy.
Okay.
Okay, well, we don't know where they are.
They're not outside.
They're not, or are they?
I'm pretty sure they're inside now.
Okay, so Superman and the wrestler are talking, and he's like, thanks for your invaluable aid, Rockin, helped me to trick those crooks. And Rockin's like, to think that for a little while everyone thought I could throw Superman. I wonder how I'd make out if I were pitted against the real Samson and Hercules. And Superman's like, maybe someday I'll take you into the past through the time barrier and we'll find out. And then the narrator is like, and that's an exciting adventure you won't want to miss, readers. Watch future issues. What?
I hope that that happened, and I hope they destroyed reality.
If you just ask Superman for crazy shit, he'll give it to you?
Well, the part that I like most about that is he wasn't like, man, it was great feeling like I could beat Superman. You think you and me could really fight?
Yeah.
Or, you know, not really,
but actually.
It seemed
like they were trying to do that.
It seems like that's where it was going with it. He was like, I wish I could fight Hercules and Samson. I bet Superman was like, oh, because he thought, like, he wanted to, like,
naked,
hang out. And
naked?
Have naked time.
But
then he didn't.
Okay, I have to talk about, we don't usually talk about ads in the comics, but there's, like, a little box at the bottom here that says coming super attractions, and one of them says, the unwanted super baby, which sounds like an amazing tale
of super abortion.
Super abortion. Because that would be awesome. Oh,
that's
my
the secret
shit.
Secret story you want?
Oh my god, I would kill for that story. Please, please.
That would be weird.
Oh, yes. So, that was pretty awesome.
I want to point out, I'm very disappointed at the lack of time bubble. Instead, they had magical.
Yeah, wristband.
Well, that,
like
that's
I said.
That's not a bubble. That's not an amazing bubble.
Do you remember what happened last time where Phantom Girl said she was working on. She wasn't working on a time device. The time device was fucked up. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a prototype where Coral's like, Tinya, you're not important.
Try this out.
Try this thing that can destroy time and you and reality and just take it and try it out for me. And it looks like they've got, I mean, they're Lightning
from,
Man
yeah,
and
the
Cosmic
older,
Man.
They're from the more future than
yeah.
the normal
They don't
future
need
kids.
No fucking bubbles.
I still miss the bubble.
Yeah.
The ridiculous bubble.
It's pretty awesome. So, I think they're also wearing those, are they wearing those flight belt presents? You can't really see.
Yeah, like half disappearing, and he's wearing a skirt in the other page, I can't see none.
Okay, but this explains why they drove over, because Rocka can't fly.
Yeah, the other guy was driving.
But, Lightning Lad and Cosmic Boy can fly, but
they didn't want to be seen carrying no giant dude.
What's weird is that that means that Cosmic Man and Lightning Man were in this car with some dude they didn't know, being driven around in an... That's like me traveling into the past, getting inside of a buggy with some wrestler dude that I don't know.
While in the costume of someone from even more in the past.
Yeah, this is really fucked up. This on their... On, like, the Legionnaire's end, this is pretty fucked up.
And then the wrestler woke up the next day screaming.
Yeah.
Oh,
I just want to see that weird... Garbage. Did they talk on the way over?
So, what's the... What's it like here, Barbarian Man? Yeah. I want them to call everyone Barbarian.
Barbarian.
From the future, you know.
Do you understand words?
Are there cowboys and Indians? Yeah. Like, wrong time. Dinosaur?
Yeah, do you ride...
There are dinosaurs, to be fair.
Yeah, that's true. You dig a hole and there's a dinosaur.
That's why they're so confused.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, this is an awesome issue.
Yeah, so Legion barely involved. This is another one of those issues we found outside of the archive.
Yeah, yeah.
Edition.
I'll post up the list. Somebody asked for the list and list that I'm using. I'm using. I'll explain it in the post. It's too long to go into here, but I'll explain my powers on the entry. So I think that's it.
Yeah. Also, someone gave us a wonderful heads up that there's tiny, adorable Brainiacs all over issue of Tiny Titans.
Tiny Titans number 13 has an appearance by our favorite
Brainiac 5, but also like Brainiac 1,
every
Brainiac 13, Brainiac 8, Brainiac
everything
thing in a million.
Every Brainiac,
and they all
is
have
there.
The dumbest, cutest faces.
Oh my god, so cute! So if you're a Brainiac fan, pick up Tiny Titans number 13. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Rebels also came out. Somebody
Rebels!
Everybody tried to, like, give us a heads up about Rebels. It's really nice of you guys. But, we're psychopaths, so we already knew about it, and got it that... We went there during lunch, yeah, too. Like, we were crazy like,
the
people.
Moment the mail arrives, you must go there.
We punched the comic book dude in the face and just took...
He didn't appreciate it.
Yeah, we didn't even have to. He was going to sell it to us, but... Yeah.
But, you know, we had to show really, him we really wanted it.
We're really excited.
Yeah, so if you haven't picked up Rebels, get it, because it's amazing.
So good.
And amazing, and there's no other words except amazing. I don't want to say anything, so I don't want to ruin it, because it's amazing.
Shit, it's so good.
Yeah.
Okay, super excited for that. All right. I think that's it.
Yeah. So, thanks for all the comments and emails. You guys always send really nice comments and emails.
Yeah, we
love
you.
We're really crappy at getting back about them, but we read them all and cry and are happy and filled with joy.
Yeah. Okay. And if you want to talk to us or make comments, you can find us at superfuturefriends.blogspot.com, or you can email us at superfuturefriends@gmail.com. Or you should leave us iTunes reviews, because those make us super, super happy. Super future happy. Yeah. So, that's it.
Bye.
Bye. You don't have to ever quit. You think that you can get it.